Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisors one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're welcoming back Steve and Jason Parker, founders of K9 Resorts Daycare and Luxury Hotel, and their franchise, which is the only facility in New Jersey to have been rated number one by multiple major publications, is now positioned for franchise growth throughout the Northeast. And we're going to talk to Steve and Jason about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing: helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities, or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisors one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're welcoming back Steve and Jason Parker, the founders of K9 Resorts Daycare and Luxury Hotel. Hi, Steve. Hi, Jason. How are you guys doing today? Welcome back.
We're doing great. Thank you for having us back.
It's my pleasure, Steve and Jason. I would also like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
We are calling from New Jersey.
Fantastic. One of my favorite states. We're only one state away, and my wife and I both grew up in New Jersey. It was great that, you know, you gentlemen, you promised me that you would come back on the show. But we would like to, for our new listeners, Steve and Jason, maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, the history of Canine Resorts, Daycare, and Luxury Hotel. This was one of, you know, we've done 400 shows up to this point, and I always remember when you gentlemen were on the show, you know, you spoke about the business with such passion, and again, it was another reason I wanted to have you back on the show. So maybe you could talk a little bit about the history.
Sure, absolutely. This is Jason Parker, and Canine Resorts was founded in 2005 as our second pet care company. We started in the industry as pet sitters. When growing up, we always wanted dogs, but our parents never allowed us to have one when we were living under their roof. So we started walking dogs, turned that into a pet sitting business in 99. Then in about 2003, decided that we wanted to build the best pet care facility in the nation. So we spent about 2 years traveling and researching what are the best practices. We hired the best architects and engineers that specialize in building pet hotels and veterinary hospitals. And we put our thoughts together, and Canine Resorts was born in January of 2005. Then the business was immediately successful. We offered something that most other pet care facilities could not offer, a clean, quiet environment where pets actually enjoy being there. They can socialize with other dogs through our doggy daycare program, or they can receive individualized walks and playtimes with a member of our staff. So that is how Canine Resorts was founded.
It's great. It was always one of my favorite stories, Jason, you know, when you were always talking about the story, you know, because it was interesting how, you know, your parents wouldn't let you have a dog growing up, you know, and you were able to, you know, really turn this into a very interesting business. And, you know, when you go to the website, I mean, that really says a lot. You know, you look and you say, oh, my God, I get it. Maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, some of the, like, different services or even, like, the franchise as a system. You know, what makes you different from everyone else that's out there?
Sure. This is Stephen Parker. Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
And again, thank you,
Steve,
for having us back. I think that, as you mentioned, there's two different ways that Canine Resorts separates ourselves from our competitors, both on the retail or maybe the service level is a better
mm-hmm.
word, and then on the franchising level. So let's just spend a moment and talk about on the service level. When you walk into Canine Resorts, it doesn't look like a dog hotel. It doesn't smell like a dog hotel. It doesn't sound like a dog hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the main reasons that separates us from our competitors. I'm not here to obviously badmouth any of our competition.
Right.
But
right.
If you go back 10 or 15 years, the industry as a whole, the stigma of the industry was you dropped your dog off at a dog kennel. The dog was miserable. It caught some
uh-huh.
kind of illness. It came
uh-huh.
back 10 pounds lighter and didn't smell so pleasant. We said, what can we do to change that? Let's look at each one of those aspects and what can we do to reduce or eliminate the odors? What can we do to reduce or eliminate the potential for airborne viruses? And I think that we've addressed each one of those, and that is what separates us on our retail level. Then when you look into franchising, I think that a lot of times, especially with new franchise companies, the franchisors have to wear many hats. And what
yeah.
I mean by that is, you're the chief operations officer, you're the chief franchise officer, you're the chief marketing officer, you're sort of doing everything. So it's not too hard to take your eyes off the ball. You sell someone a franchise, you're very happy to bring them on board, you promise them the world. Maybe you don't do it intentionally, but at one point or another, it's not too hard to drop the ball. Jason and I work very hard on maintaining constant contact with our franchisees, making sure that they're always happy, making sure that we have systems and procedures in place so that whether they have a question, they can call us, they can email us, or they can contact someone at the corporate office, someone always has an answer ready for them.
When I first had you on the show a couple of years back, Steve, and you guys were really, you know, just in the starting phases of franchising, and now you actually have franchisees, what was the feeling like for you and Jason, you know, when you opened up that first franchise?
It was amazing. It was a dream come true. You always spend a lot of time planning the opening of the franchise and taking care of some of the more boring stuff with respect to the legal paperwork and the zoning and all that. But then you get into the more fun aspects of the industry, designing the facility, building the facility, and then obviously the main event, is you know the grand opening.
Right.
And
right.
It was a dream come true, not only for Jason and I, but also for our first franchisees, because it allowed them for the first time in their lives to be able to be their own boss and own their own business.
And, you know, K9 Resorts, I mean, you've had a number of accolades over the years, too. I mean, I remember the paper out there when I was out in New Jersey. It was the Courier Times, you know, and I know you guys received an award by them. I think it was also New Jersey Monthly, wasn't it? You're ranked number one in the category, which says a lot, doesn't it?
It does, and that's something that we're very, very proud of. We've been, you know, it's easy for someone to toot their own horn, and I'm sure that a lot of business owners feel that their business is the best. But it's something else when not only one, but two of the largest independent publications in New Jersey agree with you. And I'm proud to say that not only have we won both of those awards, but we've won them each since the inception of the awards. So it's something that we're very proud of.
That's fantastic. And so, of course, the benefit of franchising is that the franchisees get to share in that success too, don't they?
That's exactly right.
The benefits, I mean, of franchising, as you know, is people can enjoy owning their own business and being in business for themselves but not by themselves. So getting back to some of the systems and the procedures, we have special architects, as I mentioned earlier, that will design the facility. They'll do that in a way so that it will maximize the amount of accommodations that a franchisee can fit in their facility, but also do it so it's comfortable for the dog, so it's not overcrowded, and do it in a very, a very good way. We pretty much spec out everything that goes into the facility, from the flooring, that is a very difficult thing to get right in the boarding environment, ventilation systems that change the airflow every couple of minutes to keep the place fresh and clean. And as Stephen mentioned, the decor and just the layout and the way that everything is set up and the way that everything looks, you look like you're checking into a 5-star hotel for humans. And I think that's another way that we separate ourselves from the competition. We are offering dog overnight boarding and daycare in a facility that I think is 5 or 4.5 stars for humans.
Yeah, you know, you wonder too, like what took so long to come out with this idea? I mean, you and both of you gentlemen, I mean, you really came up with fulfilling a need. I think I may have told you this story last time when I had you on the show, Steve and Jason, but we had a Labrador, and I remember the first time we put her in a kennel. I mean, it was really disturbing when we got her back home. I mean, she couldn't even bark, you know, and like you said, she lost, I would say, like 5 or 7 pounds, you know, and it was really disturbing. I don't think my parents ever put her back in a kennel after that, you know. So, you know, you wonder why. You know, and it's great that you came out with this concept, because I think that there's a very big need for something like this. I mean, you look at the industry alone, in the pet industry, and we can kind of jump to that if you'd like. I mean, this is a pretty big industry, isn't it? I mean, it's got to, I guess, in the billions at this point.
Yes, absolutely. The pet industry as a whole is about a $52 billion industry, which is a record high for the pet industry.
That's amazing.
Of the $52 billion, the fastest growing segment is pet care. So veterinary care, grooming, boarding, daycare, training. And that's an almost $4 billion industry alone. So there's definitely a huge market out there. I think that it was almost for years and for decades, that was the status quo. That was just what was accepted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you recall, in New Jersey, for example, for the longest time, you would wait when going to the DMV, and they were some of the most unpleasant customer service reps, and the lines were atrocious. And I don't know which governor it was, but it was within the last 5 or 10 years. They're not maybe Ritz-Carlton level, but they've definitely stepped their game up. And I think that it just takes someone to say, you know, this is not acceptable. We're not just going to deal with the fact that our dogs are going to go to a kennel and come home sick or get dirty. And I'm not going to say that Jason and I were the first ones to come up with it. We were one of the early pioneers. That's definitely the case. But people like Jason and I and other smart entrepreneurs and dog lovers said, this is not acceptable. What can we do to change it? And now a lot of people, a lot of other companies are trying to imitate what we do, but once they find out the cost associated with maintaining such a facility, a lot of them will go back to the more traditional style of boarding.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is interesting. And you've seen a lot of changes, too, Steve and Jason. I mean, you've been really, you know, when I remember your story, I mean, you've been doing this, you know, since you were kids. I think from teenagers, you know, you've had this passion. It was almost seemed to be this was, you know, what you were destined to do. How are things different today? I mean, like in terms of like technology, like what role does technology play in your business?
People want more one-on-one interaction and quicker interaction with their dogs. So before, a client, you know, years ago would drop off a dog, and at the most they would call the facility and ask how their dog was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're able to take pictures. Staff members can take pictures with our cell phones and email them to clients. So they can see a picture, a daily picture if they choose, of how their dog is doing in the facility. So I think that's one major aspect on how the technology is starting to change and enhance our industry.
It just makes your clients feel so much more comfortable, doesn't it, that they get to see a picture, you know, and just know, you know, that their dog is okay, because you do wonder sometimes when you're so far away, you know, you're thinking of back home, you know. So that it is interesting how you can, you know, use that technology today to just make your customers feel so much more comfortable so they can enjoy their trip as well.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
That's fantastic. You're listening to Franchise Interviews, and we're speaking with Steve and Jason Parker, the founders of K9 Resorts Daycare and Luxury Hotel. And this could be for either you gentlemen or both of you gentlemen, but, you know, since I've last spoken to you, I mean, what's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since working the business up to this point?
Well, I think that becoming the youngest franchisor in America is definitely one of the more interesting things that has happened over the past couple of years. I was 24 when I sold my first franchise, and it's about a little bit under $1 million investment, so that's a pretty large amount for a franchise in general. So I would definitely say that is one thing. And another thing is being able to go through the process and, you know, selling 12 franchises, opening four. We have four open right now, another three by the end of the summer, and two more by the end of the year. So within the 9 years that we've had K9 Resorts, we will have nine locations open by the end of that nine-year period. And we're very pleased, very happy about that. Right now, our facilities that are open are in New Jersey, but by the end of this year, we'll have branched out to Pennsylvania and New York, Long Island, New York, and we are just very, very excited to be able to grow our brand on the East Coast for now. We have our sights on South Carolina, Georgia, and the Florida area, and then I think we'll have a nice footprint from Boston to Florida in the next couple of years.
That's wonderful, Steve and Jason. I mean, it is, you know, great to – first of all, I never knew that you were the youngest franchisor, 24 years old. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, this is – I don't say an older person's business, but you're right. You don't hear those numbers in the world of franchising, you know. So, I mean, that is fantastic. And to hear now, like, how you're growing, you know, it's always a pleasure for me, you know, to – say I knew you guys when, because I recall studying you before I even had you on the show, you know, saying this would be an interesting opportunity to have on the show. And now to see how you're growing is just amazing. I'm not surprised, you know, I'm pleased to see that you guys are growing like this. So, I mean, I think it's fantastic. Maybe we could talk a little bit about your franchisees. You know, who's the ideal fit for your franchisees?
I think that we're looking for an entrepreneur that definitely wants to own their own business, and obviously someone that has a love and a passion for dogs. I mean, that's, you know, that's very important as well.
Mm-hmm.
But someone that has a general idea of how to run a business, not that they've ever ran a business before, but someone that's very passionate, that wants to own their own business, that's not afraid to put in the long hours, especially in the beginning.
Right.
Our operation is a 7-day a week, 365-day a year operation.
Right.
So you're going to be there a lot, especially in the beginning, until you can build up a staff that you can trust. So we've been very surprised that we've received a lot of people that have been in corporate America. We've had a physician's assistant, an attorney, who left their very nice, high-paying jobs and said, you know what, I can still make the same type of money, if not more, but I can do something that I like. I can own my own business. I can work with dogs, which I've always loved, and I don't have to go through the corporate grind and continue the way that I've been unhappy for the last 10, 20, 30 years. So we were pretty shocked by that. We think that we have a great team of franchisees. They're very passionate. They love the business. They're happy now that they're working for themselves, and they can realize that the more time and effort and energy they put into the business, they can see the results. And that's one of the main points that all of our franchisees have told us.
And it must be nice for your franchisees, too, that they can get both of you on the phone if they need to speak to you. You know, I mean, there's a lot of appeal, I think, to, you know, working with a franchisor that sometimes has under, you know, 150 units. There's a lot of great stories out there that sometimes, like, when you're a Subway franchisee, like, they call you, like, franchisee number 5,279 on the phone, you know, and so you're not a number, you know, you're certainly a name, you know, which is fantastic. Maybe we could talk a little bit about, like, the training. So what's the training like? I mean, once, you know, you like them, they like you, and all the paperwork's been filled out at that point, I mean, do they come to New Jersey, Steve and Jason?
Yes, we have several different types of training. So to answer your question specifically, yes, all the training is done, or I shouldn't say all, but the initial training is done in New Jersey at our facility. What we do there is we go through the Canine Resorts way, how to deliver five-star customer service, how to go above and beyond. And we teach them not only how to do something, but I think it's also important to teach them why. So, for example, we use this cleaner and we use this disinfectant. Let me first teach you there's a difference between a cleaner and a disinfectant, and now let me teach you how to use it, and now let me teach you why we use it and why we do it this way. So we like to call that the Canine Resorts way, and that takes about 5 days, and that's done at our corporate office here in New Jersey. Then we go and we have outsourced training that we require. So I'm not going to go into any specific brands, but we have an additional customer service training. We have additional independent pet care training. So they get trained in pet CPR and first aid, general pet care, you know, basic nutrition, et cetera, et cetera. Then after they complete, that's another about a week of both in-person seminars and as well as online courses and tests. Then once they've completed all of that, we will go to their store for another 1 to 2 weeks, typically 1 week prior to their grand opening. We will help them get set up their computer system, set up their phone system, set up their entire facility, and then we will actually run the facility with them for the first week. So maybe the first 2 or 3 days, Jason or I will run the store, and then we'll sort of take the training wheels off, and they'll run the store under our supervision. And once we all feel comfortable, both Jason and I as well as the franchise owners, once we all feel comfortable, then we will allow them to run the store by themselves.
But going back to some other resources that we have available and some of the other ways that we can support them, we have an operations manual, which is over 300 pages. It outlines everything that they need to know, they need to do, the systems and procedures that are necessary to run the business. Then we also have an online platform that all of the employees of the system, whether you're you know, the janitor, the kennel attendant, the daycare attendant, the front desk, the assistant manager, manager, all the way up to the franchise owners, all have to complete our online platform that has additional information about how to run the business. It has tests and quizzes that we get all of these statistics back at our corporate office on how the employees performed. They obviously have to get a certain grade in order to be able to work at the facility. So that's a way that we have our checks and balances in place to make sure that all of the facilities are maintaining the same level of employees across the board, and it's a good way for us to keep the consistency there.
That's fantastic. It's certainly a lot of training, isn't it, for for your new franchisees, which is so important. And, of course, you know, one of the benefits of getting into franchising. Is there such a thing as a typical day? I'm sure that we have, you know, listeners right now. You know, we call them franchipreneurs, and they're saying, wow, this concept sounds really interesting. I like pets, but I don't know a lot about this business. Is there a way to describe a typical day as a franchisee, Steve or Jason?
Absolutely. So a typical day is going to be, you're going to open up your facility typically around 7 a.m. Now, as a franchisee, you may choose to open it yourself, or you may have a supervisor or a manager open it. And typically, in the first few hours of your operation, you're going to be checking in daycare dogs. We open 2 hours early during the day just to allow for clients that are checking into our daycare program. So those are our regular customers that come in just for the day. Then at 9 a.m. we open up to the general public for boarding, pickup and drop-off, tours, etc. So you can expect to have a handful, anywhere from a handful to several dozen check-ins and outs of boarding customers. Then typically that'll last several hours. Then typically it's slower around lunchtime. Anywhere from 11 o'clock until 2 o'clock is a slower part of the day. Most people are at work. Most people, if they're traveling, have already left for their vacations. So that time we use as a little bit of a downtime for the staff. We use that as a lunch break. We also use that to schedule tours and evaluations. Clients want to come in and see the facility. We also require that the dogs get evaluated to make sure that they have a pleasant temperament. So we're going to use that slower time for that purpose. Then typically around 3 or 4 o'clock, once the school's let out, the majority of our daycare clients will come and pick up their dogs from daycare. Then that will last all the way through until the end of the day, where people will come up until 7 o'clock in the evening to pick up their dogs for doggy daycare. And in between that, we do two meals a day, once in the morning, once in the evenings. We do a breakfast and a dinner for the dogs. We do play times. And that's typically a day in the life of a Canine Resorts franchisee.
I think that it's important to mention that the franchisee is really the captain of the ship. So they can choose to do whatever task they like when they're at their facility. It can be walking the dogs. It can be playing with the dogs. It can be overseeing the staff. It can be interacting with the customers when they're picking up or dropping off their dogs, answering the phones. And I think that they do all of that, especially in the beginning, and they see what it is that they like, what are their strong points, and then that's what they schedule, quote-unquote, themselves to do for the rest of the time. Now, there's obviously the business aspect of it as well. You have to pay the bills. You have to schedule the employees, and you also have to advertise. That's one of the biggest things. We can teach you how to advertise and recommend some of the publications that have worked well for us, but it's your job as the franchise owner to bring in the clients, and there's the grassroots way of doing that, networking out in the community and making it so that everyone knows that Canine Resorts is here and open and explaining the differences. And then there's obviously the advertising, which the franchisee will do on the local level, and the franchisor, Stephen and I, will do on the national, you know, brand fund level.
That's fantastic. Both of you gentlemen are entrepreneurs. I mean, I think, you know, at an early age, you know, I was mentioning, you know, it seemed like, you know, this was something that you were destined to do. What advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs, Steve and Jason. You know, a lot of them know that they want to get into franchising, but we find that most of them don't even know where to begin. So what would you say to them in their quest to buy a franchise?
I think that's a very good question. I think that the first thing is, what is it that you have a passion for? I think that a lot of people in general, not just in franchising, but just in general, whether they're fresh out of high school or fresh out of college, they think, what do I want to do? What makes the most money? I think that's a lot of the mindset of a lot of people, and I think that's the wrong way to look at it. I think that I firmly believe that if you like what you're doing and you enjoy your career, that the money will come, or the money may not be as important as enjoying what you do. So I think the first thing that you have to find is, do you like pets? Do you like cars? Do you like working on cars?
Right.
Do you like landscaping? Do you like food? Do you want to own a restaurant? Do you like making pizza? Find whatever it is that you think that you like to do. Then approach a couple different franchise companies and say, I have an interest. I've never done this before. I think I like pets. Could I spend some time and have you explain your opportunity to me? And then maybe even spend a half a day with a franchise owner. I think that'll really give you an idea of what a day in the life is like for that franchisee, so that the potential franchisee can confirm whether or not he or she would like that particular industry. Then you have to look at costs. Obviously, there's different levels of franchising. You can purchase a franchise for $25,000. You could purchase a franchise for $2 million. What is your budget? I think you have to be realistic. I think once you combine your something that you're passionate with, along with something that you can afford. And then obviously you also want to look at, what is my income potential, and is this something that I can provide a life for myself and my family. I think if you can meet those three goals, then I think you should seriously consider that particular opportunity.
Yeah, I think that's well said. So what's in the future? I mean, if I were to ask, but, you know, both of you gentlemen, you know, say 3 to 5 years down the road, where do you see Canine Resorts Daycare in that time frame?
I think that in the next closer to five years, we will be we will expand from, as Jason mentioned earlier, Boston down to Miami. I'd like to see 75 to 100 stores. I would like to see more corporate stores. So Jason and I are definitely interested in expanding and owning probably about a dozen or so corporate stores. The difference between a corporate store and a franchise, for those out that are listening that may not be too familiar, is a corporate store is a store that is owned by the franchise organization, the franchise owners.
Right.
In this case, myself and Jason, and then the franchise locations are obviously owned by the franchisees. So anywhere from 75 to 100 stores, maybe a dozen or so corporate stores, and the rest franchising. And then we'll take it from there and see where we want to go from there.
I can definitely see Canine Resorts expanding from the East Coast, East to West Coast, because I think that especially in places like California and Arizona, where people are just, we've had a lot of interest from those areas. That's why I mentioned them by name. And I think that, that people out there really need something like Canine Resorts. The only reason that we're not going to sell them a franchise at this point is because we want to be able to support the franchisees that we currently
right.
have that are in the process that have made the commitment to us, and we don't want to fly back and forth from the East and
sure.
West Coast. That's one of the mistakes that some startup franchisors make, is they've invested a lot into their franchise company, and they will sign
yeah.
up anyone that is willing to buy a franchise, and we don't like that approach. We don't like that strategy. We know where we want to be in the next couple of years, and we know how to get there.
Yeah, and I think that's very clever too, Jason. You know, I mean, we've referenced a lot of those stories, you know, over the last 7 years. I think Wendy's was actually one of them, believe it or not. I mean, I think they were opening up like a franchise and a half a day at some point, you know, and even a franchise as successful as Wendy's, you know, they had that problem where they got too big too fast, you know. So I think it's great, you know, that you, you know, realize that, particularly in these phases, you know. So I think that's so important. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Is there any websites you'd like them to go to?
Absolutely. They can visit canineresorts.com. That's the letter K, the number 9, resorts, R-E-S-O-R-T-S.com. And that will put them on our main consumer page. There will be a little tab there that says interest in franchising. They can click on it to get more information on our franchise opportunity.
That's fantastic. I want to thank both of you gentlemen again for coming on the show, Steve and Jason. It was a pleasure to have you back, and I like to already invite you back again in a couple of years and just, you know, follow, you know, your success. It's just, it's wonderful to see how far, you know, the franchise has come, and I think this is going to be a very big franchise. So congratulations to both of you gentlemen. It's wonderful.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Steve and Jason, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, Traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now over 6 years and over 300 shows, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Ellen Dunn, who is a franchisee to the Wild Birds Unlimited franchise system. And frequently on the show, we'll ask our guests, why franchising? Why did you go into franchising? And I thought Ellen's answer was really unique out of all the guests we've had in 6 years. She spoke about the importance of having relationships, and you know, she even thinks of the franchisor and her fellow franchisees as friends. So I thought that was very clever. She also took an assessment of what, you know, maybe her possible weaknesses were and her strengths, and you know, she says that the franchise can help her with things like advertising or marketing, which, you know, wasn't really in her background. So we're going to play that clip for you right now and enjoy this edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Here we go.
I left and started my own business. I always had a corporation behind me.
Right.
And I knew that I needed someone that could offer me all the things that I didn't get from the corporate world. And after
right.
interviewing several other franchisees, I knew that WBU was where I was going to get all the things as a small business owner that from the corporate world that I couldn't get on my own, such as the HR and the marketing.
Right. So you were sold or you were convinced on franchising right away, Ellen. You kind of like knew that, you know, you wanted to be an entrepreneur, but franchising was probably the best alternative for your situation.
Correct, because I didn't, you know, I didn't have all the expertise for mainly
mm-hmm.
the marketing, the advertising.
Sure.
Because I always, as I said, I always had a corporation behind me at my other jobs. So I didn't know how to go about doing all those things on my own. And a franchise is the best way to get those items.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Did
you know the category was going to be retail, Ellen? I mean, there's like 80 different industries, a Wild Birds Unlimited franchisee.
Well, that was one of the things I was nervous the most about going out on my own
mm-hmm.
was missing relationship building, because
yeah.
again, coming from very large corporations,
yeah.
I was worried about not having friends.
Sure.
I must say,
that's interesting.
I have tons of friends. All the different store owners, building the relationships with all the store owners here in New England and
right.
across the United States. I just have lots of relationships, and the relationships at the Franchise Support Center. I can pick up the phone at any time and call any number of people to talk to and bounce off, you know, crazy ideas that I might be coming up with, and they'll either laugh with me or think that it's a great idea or
right.
tell me I'm out of my mind. And it's just been a wonderful support
yeah.
group. And there are people to talk to when you need those different supports, whether it's crisis management or whether it's just somebody to talk to. There's always somebody around that you can talk to or go out and spend an evening with. There's always somebody there to do that. And I really
That's
didn't
great.
Think I was going to have that support group anymore.
It sounds like it's the culture, too, at Wild Birds Unlimited that you enjoy, too, Ellen. And listening to, you know, I've never, you know, in the 6 years of doing that show, I like how you mentioned, you know, use the word friends, which I think is very powerful. You know, the relationship with franchisees and also the relationship with the franchisor. I think that's very powerful what you said. So I think that's fantastic, you know. And it sounds like, as you said, there's always someone to talk to. And you wouldn't get that
if you did this on your own, would you? You know, if you called it, you know, Ellen's Birds Unlimited, you know, I guess it would be a lot more lonely experience.
Right. So yeah, and they are my friends. I mean, Paul is right up there, and I'm just not saying that. Paul's up there, and I mean, any number of them. I mean, I look at them all as my friends, and whenever I think of coming to the, you know, the end of this relationship at some point, it to me, it's going to be incredibly sad because they're all my friends, and I value all their friendship, and I value their knowledge. They have great ideas. I don't always agree with their ideas, and I don't. And they always go along with that, and they accept when you don't agree with them. I don't know. They don't always like it, but you know, and they always accept the criticism. And I think in sometimes they let you go away on your own, and whether it works or whether it doesn't work, that's accepted, which is good to know.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.